Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. India puts forward its vision for global growth, peace and security at Quad Leaders Summit in the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Quad's commitment to inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi to meet CEOs of major US companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. National People's Power leader Anurakumara Dasanayake wins presidential election in Sri Lanka. At least 51 people killed in a gas explosion at coal mine at Khorasan province in Iran. And in chess, India creates history by winning double gold at Chess Olympiad in Hungary. India has articulated its vision for global growth, peace and security at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware in the US. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. He emphasized that the grouping supports a rules-based international order, peace and stability while promoting initiatives in health, technology and climate change.
हमारी बैठक ऐसे समय हो रही है जब विश्व तनावों और संघर्षों से घिरा हुआ है. ऐसे में साझा डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज के आधार पर क्वाड का मिलकर साथ चलना पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है. हम सभी एक रूल्स बेस्ड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्डर, संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने का समर्थन करते हैं.
We have more from our correspondent covering PM visit from New York.
Here in USA, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with US President Joe Biden, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese have successfully concluded the 6th Quad Summit in Delaware. Prime Minister Modi stated that at a time when the world is ridden with tensions and conflicts, the coming together of Quad partners with shared democratic ethos and values is important for humanity. He further stated that a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific was a shared objective of the Quad partners. He underlined that the Quad was here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement the efforts of Indo-Pacific countries. During the visit, the major announcements made include Quad Cancer Moonshot, Maritime Initiative for Training in the Indo-Pacific, Maitri, First Ever Quad at Sea, Ship Observer Mission, Quad Ports for the Future Partnership, Quad Principles for Development and Deployment of Digital Public Infrastructure, among others. India also announced establishment of a space-based web portal for Mauritius and a new subcategory under the Quad STEM Fellowship for students of the Indo-Pacific. To take the Quad agenda forward, they adopted the Quad Wilmington Declaration. The leaders welcomed the next hosting of the Quad Leaders Summit by India in 2025. From New York, Himani Rana for Akashwani News.
Briefing media over the PM visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri announced that India will host the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025.
Leaders took stock of the progress that had been achieved by the Quad over the last 1 year and set forth an ambitious agenda for the next year, and India will be hosting the Quad Summit in 2025.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first day of his visit to the US was packed with high-level bilateral meetings and the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware. Our correspondents Suparna and Bhupendra have filed this report.
Upon arrival in Philadelphia, after a 15-and-a-half-hour flight from New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi was warmly welcomed by Indian diaspora at both the airport and his hotel. Soon after his arrival, Prime Minister Modi met with US President Joe Biden. The meeting was held in a very evocative setting at President Biden's personal residence in Wilmington. This hour-long bilateral meeting was characterized by a visible warmth between the two leaders. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized that India and the US today enjoy a comprehensive global strategic partnership. The two leaders also discussed ways to further enhance bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on global and regional issues, including the Indo-Pacific. In a move to deepen bilateral ties, the US returned 297 antiquities to India that had been trafficked or stolen from India. The day's main last event, the Quad Leaders Summit, was held at the Ajmer Academy, President Biden's alma mater. During the summit, Prime Minister Modi emphasized India's cooperative approach towards fostering growth and engagements across the Indo-Pacific region. His counterparts, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, praised India's efforts and shared their expectations for continued collaboration. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi referred to the Quad as quick, unified assistance delivery, highlighting the alliance's importance in a world grappling with conflicts and tensions. He affirmed that the Quad is a partnership built to last, playing a critical role for humanity. The first day of Prime Minister Modi's U.S. visit concluded with a dinner hosted by President Biden, rounding off a productive day of discussions and diplomacy. With Bhupendra Singh, Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Modi will meet with CEOs of major U.S. companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. He will also address the Indian community in New York past midnight India time. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will speak at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, focused on multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with global leaders on the summit's sidelines to discuss key international and regional issues. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today inaugurated Invest India's new office in Singapore. The office will serve as a dedicated point of contact for companies from the region looking to invest in India, fostering collaboration across sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced setting up this office during his visit to Singapore this month. The Singapore office is Invest India's first overseas office. The government has facilitated a refund of more than 1 crore rupees to students who enrolled for the UPSC Civil Services, IIT and other entrance examinations at various coaching institutes across the country. The Department of Consumer Affairs today said that over 656 students claimed refunds from coaching centres and private institutions by registering their grievances on the National Consumer Helpline 1915. Secretary of Department of Consumer Affairs Nidhi Khare said that the government is dedicated to safeguarding the rights of consumers, especially students. We have a report.
In its commitment towards protecting consumer rights and ensuring transparency in the education sector, the Department of Consumer Affairs through the National Consumer Helpline has successfully intervened to ensure justice for students. Following numerous complaints registered in the National Consumer Helpline regarding unfair practices by various coaching centers, especially not refunding the enrollment fees of the students, the National Consumer Helpline has initiated a drive to resolve these grievances on a mission mode to facilitate a total refund of 1 crore rupees to affected students from the total demanded refund of 2.39 crore rupees till date. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Haryana, campaigning is in full swing with leaders of various political parties holding rallies to woo the voters. JJP leader and candidate from Dabwali, Digvijay Chautala, addressed a press conference in Sirsa today and said that the state is heading for a hung assembly this time. However, he clarified that he will not do any alliance with BJP. Former Haryana Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda addressed a public meeting in Chautala village in Sirsa today, where he canvassed for Congress candidate Amit Sihag from Dabwali constituency. Meanwhile, Union Minister and BJP leader Manohar Lal attended the Prabuddha Sammelan in Jagadhari today. In his address, the former Chief Minister said that the history of Haryana shows that a party which has government at the centre forms the government in the state also. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Sri Lanka, National People's Power leader Anurakumara Dasanayake has won the presidential election, defeating opposition leader Sajith Premadasa of the Samajwadi Balavegaya. After two rounds of counting, we have a report.
In what has been termed as one of the most peaceful elections in the history of the island nation, voting was held at over 13,400 polling centres yesterday with a turnout of around 75%. The Election Commission conducted a second round of counting for the first time in Sri Lanka's history as no candidate went beyond the required 50% mark. Outgoing President Ranil Wickremesinghe thanked the people for the support and has congratulated Mr. Dissanayake on his victory. Meanwhile, the President-elect has thanked the people of Sri Lanka and called for all communities to be united towards realizing the dream of a new beginning. As per the initial reactions from the NPP, Mr. Dissanayake will be sworn in tomorrow. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
A gas explosion at a coal mine in eastern Iran's south Khorasan province has killed at least 51 people. State media reported that the blast, caused by methane gas leak, occurred at the Madanju mine in Tabaz at 9 p.m. local time yesterday. There were 69 workers in two blocks of the mine when the explosion occurred. More than 20 workers were injured, and it remains unclear how many are still trapped underground. In the U.S., four people were shot dead and dozens injured in a tragic mass shooting reported in Birmingham, Alabama. Local police authorities said that the shooting took place just before midnight yesterday and four victims died at the scene. Eight other victims are being treated at the local hospital and four of them have life-threatening injuries. The police is suspecting involvement of multiple shooters in the firing incident and an investigation is underway. Back home in Bihar, around 13 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods due to sudden rise of the water level of the Ganga and other rivers. 12 districts including Patna, Begusarai, Vaishali, Khagadia, Saran, Munger and Bhagalpur are worst affected by the floods. Heavy rainfall in the catchment areas of the Ganga in the neighboring states around Bihar has created flood situation in low-lying areas. Eastern Railway has cancelled 8 trains and diverted more than 20 on this route in view of the safety of passengers. More from our correspondent.
In flood-hit Munger district, several villages are inundated in Asarganj block due to rise of water level of Ganga. Flood water is overtopping on National Highway No. 80 and State Highway 333 at several places. In Patna, the Ganga is flowing above danger level at several places including Gandhi Ghat, Hathida, Maner and Digha Ghat. In Begusarai, boats are plying in several localities due to deluge. Standing crops, seasonal horticulture crops and green vegetables are damaged due to the flood. The Agriculture Department has said that compensation will be provided to affected farmers after assessment of the loss. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
India has struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women teams emerged on top. In the open section, India's maiden title win was secured following Arjun Erigasi victory over Jan Šubal of Slovenia in the final round of the competition. The Indian team for the open category included Gukesh D, Pragyananda R, Arjun Erigasi, Vidit Gujarati, Pentala Hari Krishna and Srinath Narayanan. In addition, in the women's section final, Indian women team defeated Azerbaijan 3.5 to 0.5 to clinch the gold. The team comprised Harika Dronavalli, Vaishali Ramesh Babu, Divya Deshmukh, Vantika Agrawal, Tanya Sajdev and Abhijit Kunte. Indian wrestler Sangram Singh became the first Indian male wrestler to win mixed martial arts fight at the Gamma International Fighting Championship in Tbilisi in Georgia. Commonwealth heavyweight wrestling champion Sangram won in a 90-second match against the Pakistani opponent Ali Raza Nasir. Moreover, Sangram also registered the fastest win ever by an Indian fighter in the 93-kilogram division in the championship. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India puts forward its vision for global growth, peace and security at Quad Leaders Summit in the US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights Quad's commitment to inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi to meet CEOs of major US companies to promote collaboration in advanced technology later tonight. National People's Power Leader Anurakumara Dasanayake wins presidential election in Sri Lanka. At least 51 people killed in a gas explosion at coal mine at Khorasan province in Iran. And in chess, India creates history by winning double gold at Chess Olympiad in Hungary. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.